She books into the school. He's apparently a swimmer, like a very promising swimmer. And she runs straight into their swimming pool at the school. And she runs up. He's literally half naked because he's a swimmer.
He just got out of the pool. He's wet.
He's literally so wet and so naked. And she runs up and just wraps her arms around him. And she's just like, she thinks she's dreaming, first of all. So she's just like, throw caution to the wind. She's like, yeah. I love you. Sarange, Sanjaya. Sarange, Sarange. And he's like, what? Hey guys, welcome to Your Girls K-Drama Podcast. Here with Maddie and L. What up, L?
Hello.
Here today to talk about Lovely Runner through two. So,
oh, so excited.
It's going to be fun. The show totally snuck up on us to an extent. I mean, I was like, I heard about it, you know, but the first two episodes were so good that we're like shook.
So good.
I don't think we're the only ones either. I think a lot of people loved these two episodes.
Yeah. I think people were hesitant to watch it, and then once they started, they're like, this is incredible. Why was I hesitant?
It's just like such a good start. Like, I hope this show like lives up to its start, because this beginning is like so good. It's like
so good.
Stupid good.
Yeah. And like, episode two is weirdly even better than episode one. Episode one was phenomenal.
I know. Yes. Shall we get into it? If you guys have never listened to through two, which means we only watched two episodes, two have only been out so far for Lovely Runner, so we're just kind of catching up with everyone else, and we'll just talk a bit about how we feel about the show so far. So let's go. Elle, you said you found like a synopsis you wanted to read.
Yes, I was looking for a good one because this plot is a lot, and so I was trying to find a good one. The best one I could find was actually on Wikipedia, so this is from Wikipedia. Thank you.
Yo.
So... The series follows the journey of Im Sol, an ardent fan of the idol Ryu Sun-jae. Sol, a once promising film director, which I'm not sure I picked that up on that
one. No, I don't know if that's true.
Maybe. She does like film editing.
Okay.
Whose dreams were tragically shattered by an accident, leaving her paralyzed. She finds solace in the music of Sun-jae. However, tragedy strikes again when Sun-jae died in a tragic accident, leaving Sol devastated. But fate has other plans as Sol wakes up in a classroom 15 years in the past before both her and Sun-jae's accidents. Seeing this as a chance from heaven, Sol vows to change the course of destiny for both of them.
Yo. That was pretty good. Maybe we'll learn later that she's an inspiring producer. I don't know.
Yeah.
So basically, if you guys have watched Extraordinary You, I don't know if y'all have, but the female lead is the same from that show, and she's like so iconic. I love her. The way she acts is so expressive and
definitely
so fun that I feel like so far she's just like carrying the show on her back. Not that the male lead's bad, but like she's just so good.
She's so good.
Oh, so good. And we open the show basically with, and it's like present day, and there's a, they're not even K-pop, they're almost like a K-rock, like they remind me of like Day6, honestly.
Definitely.
They're like a band.
Yeah, they're named, like the Rose.
They're like the Rose. They're Eclipse, which came out literally the same day that the eclipse was happening here, which is weird.
Perfect timing. Good job.
Yeah, but Eclipse, they're like older. They're like 30 probably.
No, like, I think they said he was 35.
Okay.
In present day. Yeah.
So they're like,
which the actor is 33, by the way.
Yes, he's older than I thought he was. So anyways, Eclipse. But then the male lead, who is Sun-jae, obviously girls like fangirl over him. Like, they love him. He's beautiful. We love you. And he dies. I mean, that's kind of, that's like 30 minutes into the show or whatever. But our female lead is his fan. And she's devastated. She's so cute. She's in a wheelchair. Basically, there's like so much we don't know when this show starts, which is like, which I
but
didn't
we think,
think
we do, which I love about this show, is that like we think we know what's going on, but there's something else going on.
That and basically what happens, okay, this was so great of them because I felt like we were all living vicariously in this moment. So the female lead, she goes to the Eclipse concert because she loves them, and she's like has the light stick and the headband, and she can't get into the concert because she's late. And so she has to, she like sits outside of the concert venue just trying to listen through, like listen vicariously, you know. And she's like keeping her spirits up. Like she's trying to stay positive. And, but then a series of just like unfortunate things keeps happening. And she's like wheelchairing home in the snow after the concert. And her wheelchair, like the electric wheelchair, like loses a battery. And so she's just stuck. And her idol, Sanjay, literally parks, like he's driving on the road next to her. He parks the car and walks up to her.
Oh my gosh.
We were all living vicariously, I think, where it's like, what? It's like you're at a 17 concert and then like S Cubes walks up to you on the road afterwards and you're like,
oh, for you, it'd be Joshua.
I know. Yeah. And it's like, what? But it's in the moment, we don't know anything of it, but he's just like talking to her. He's offering her an umbrella. Oh. And she's just like freaking out. She's like,
it's so sweetie.
I'm your fan, you know? And then he like offers her a ride. And I was like, I think he's like a little overly friendly with this woman, but we don't know anything at the time, you know?
Well, she's got like a headband that says something weird about him on it too. So like you would think he would be like, I don't know. This lady seems a little crazy, but he's not. He's so sweet. He's so chivalrous. It's so sweetie.
Yeah, she's like wearing this headband and she's like, I've been the leader of your fan club for 10 years and this is my username. And I'm like, I feel like he'd be like, okay, like, I don't need to give you a ride in my car. You know? But he's like so like husband mode all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. We're like, who are you?
But then her friend rolls up ruins the moment.
He's like,
and her friend is like one of our favorite supporting actresses. She's the No Chingu girl from oh gosh, what was that show? That was so
Business
good.
Proposal, wasn't
Business
it?
Proposal. Yeah. I have No Chingu.
You know I have No Chingu. So it's so funny because this show is like a perfect balance of like real dramatic and then like funny, like comedic.
Yes.
So she it's literally so funny. Like, you know, S Cubes, Joshua Hong is talking to you on the road and he's like, do you want a ride? And then your friend rolls up. She's like, hi, here to pick you up. And it's like, go, get out, go away. Like, stop. So funny. Anyways, so she literally goes home. A female goes home from the concert that night and she's just like glowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night, this breaking news happens that the male lead dies. This guy that she just met on the road. And it looks like a suicide. We don't know anything. Like we as the viewers, they make it look that way. But at the same time, we don't, you know, we don't know. So she's devastated, like obviously. Mm-hmm. And anyways, so let's talk about this like watch for a second because this is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So she has this like old-fashioned looking like
it's like from the early 2000s type watch,
men's watch, like a sports watch. And we don't know why she has it. She's like a huge fan of his.
She won it in an auction.
Okay.
It was his watch. It was Sanjay's old watch, and she won it in an auction and paid like a crazy amount of money for it.
Okay. She's like, don't you know, Mom? Do you know how much money I paid for this? So she like, in her grief, she's like walking outside, I guess, and she drops this watch.
Or rolling, I should say.
She's rolling and she's in her wheelchair. She drops this watch and she's like so devastated by this news that she like literally crawls into a river to find this watch because she's just like, I need something of his. And she literally travels in time. Isn't it right? Like the watch like blinks or something.
Yeah. The watch is like a time machine somehow.
We think so.
Yeah.
She goes back in time. Mm-hmm. So before we get into this like throwback though, let's talk about a little more we know about her because we know some things about her in her own story that they told us a little bit about in the beginning. So she was in some sort of accident.
Yeah. There's hints that maybe she was hit by a car, but at the same time, I noticed that her mom has burn marks all over her arms.
I noticed that too.
I don't know if there was some sort of fire involving a car or something. Yeah. We don't know what this accident was.
We don't know, but there's a scene early on where our female lead, this was like a flashback. This was like a 2009 scene. They like flashed back and she had just gone into her accident and she was very like depressed and like was like lost the will to live and just struggling. and she gets a call from Eclipse, the K-pop band. She's like on a radio show in her hospital, and she's literally like so like on like the lowest day of her life because she can't walk and she can't imagine how she's going to move forward in life. And our male lead back in 2009 talks to her, and he's like, she's like yelling at, because like they're like, you won a call with Eclipse, the K-pop group, blah blah blah, and she's like, are you serious? Like, she's like yelling at them over the phone.
Yeah. She doesn't know who they are at this point.
I don't know if she I don't think she does. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that the game, they were playing a game where they were going to call random people to see if they knew who Eclipse were. And like the person who called a person that knew them would like win a point or something.
Yeah.
And then like they were going to give each person that they randomly called a prize. And they were like, were they going to give her like running shoes or something? And that's
they
what
were.
Like really got her angry. Because she's like, I don't need running shoes. Like I need the ability to walk again.
Yeah. So she starts yelling at them. And the male lead, Sunjay, gets on. Because they were like, everyone on the radio show is like, I don't know what to do with this caller. Like, this is not really what we were planning. And he's like, no, let me say something. He's like, the world is better that you're in it. Like, you're going to get through this. And he basically is like, please live on. And he like talks to her in that moment. And she like, I think she starts breaking down. And anyways, it's like this pivotal moment in her life where she like, she's like, okay, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to fight through the hard things. So we have that scene from 2009. Then we know what's happening current day. Then she jumps back in time to, I think it's 2008. It's 2008?
Yeah. A year before her accident.
Yes. And she's just like in high school, which this is where it just gets so funny because she's such a funny actress.
Yes.
She's so great.
Such a comedian.
Oh my gosh. And she's like.
She's like a 35-year-old now in a like 19-year-old body.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And she hasn't seen all these people for a really long time. My favorite was when she like starts talking to her classmates and she's like, I haven't seen you forever. Like,
she's like, Susan, how you doing? Oh, what's up, Doug? Like, hi, Chad. Imagine like going back and then just like being in high school.
Yeah.
And like looking at all your classmates and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. And she has like the foreknowledge.
You look so young.
Yeah. She has the foreknowledge of an adult where she's like, we're all going to be okay. It's going to be fine. You know?
Yeah.
But it's so funny because she learns. So she knew this is, I guess they mentioned this earlier, but her funny best friend, her, I have no Chingu friend. she was talking with them because apparently they knew that back in the day, Sunjay, the K-pop guy, went to the high school next door to hers.
Yeah. Her school is an all-girls school, and his school is all-boys school, and they were, like, literally right across the street from each other.
So, like, back in the day, they literally went to school next to each other, but he wasn't famous, so, like, she didn't know him. So she goes back in time, and she remembers, and she's, like, literally grieving because in present day, he just died. And she goes back in time, and she thinks, she's like, oh my gosh, I think he's here.
Yeah.
We're in 2008. So she books it next door to the
right
men's
into the
school.
All-boys school. Which she does several times. I think it's so funny that she
all
just
the
runs
time.
Right into this all-boys school.
She books into the school. He's apparently a swimmer, like a very promising swimmer. And she runs straight into their swimming pool at the school. And he just like finished swimming. And like I felt her in this moment because she saw him alive. And she was just like so emotional, which anyone would be, you know? And she runs up. He's literally half naked because he's a swimmer.
He just got out of the pool. He's wet.
He's literally so wet and so naked. And she runs up and just wraps her arms around him, which I actually get that. Like, I would probably do the exact same thing, you know? Like, because he was dead, you know? And she's just like, she thinks she's dreaming, first of all. So she's just like, throw caution to the wind. She's like, I love you. Sarangye, Sanjaya. Sarangye, sarangye. And he's like, what? And they drag him out. They drag her out. And she's like, this is my dream. I can do whatever I want. Sarangye. And he's just like, what is going on? And it's so funny. So anyways, she starts interacting with him in the past. And she's just like, obviously very obsessed with him because he's her. It's like, you know, Joshua Hong in the past. And it's like, you go to school next door to me, I'm going to be obsessed with you because I know what the future is, you know?
And she's also, like, grappling with, what is this? Like, is it a dream? Or are we in the afterlife?
Yes.
Like, are we on our road to the afterlife? Like, what is going on? And at one point, she tells him that they should live together. Like, it's so
She's like, let's just live together. He's like, what? So anyways, she starts just, like, living in this past life. She eventually realizes, I don't think this is a dream. She, at one point, tries to, like, give this watch back to him. She's like, this is your watch. And he's like, no, I already have one of these watches. It's your watch. And she's like, what? So there's just, like, a lot of elements that his viewers were like, oh, my gosh. Like, what's going on? Like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, there's all these, like, time slip hints.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
And if she says something about the future, time stops. So they won't hear it.
So basically, she starts to try to change the future because she's like, I think I'm back. Well, she learns, A, this was, like, 6 months before my accident or something. Mm-hmm. Like, not long. B, she doesn't want his future to be what it was because she knew that he was going to become a K-pop person and then die at age 35. So she's trying to change his future, and there's this whole plot line about him getting injured as a swimmer. And he talked about this, I guess, in his interviews as a K-pop person.
Yeah.
He like
and
was
as
a swimmer.
Fan, she knew exactly every moment of his life.
That's the thing. She knows everything about him.
Yeah.
She watched all these interviews.
Yeah.
So she knows that he had an injury as a swimmer and that changed the course of his life. And he ends up taking a new path and pursues music. So she knows he's about to, like, have these important swimming matches that he got injured. So she's trying to change it and make him not do these matches so he doesn't get injured to change his life. And, you know, but she can't, like you just said, she literally can't tell him things about the future. Like, time stops.
Yeah.
And, like, she's frustrated because she's trying to, like, tell him, and then literally, like, everything is frozen. And then once she stops talking, everything starts again. So she's like, okay.
Yeah.
I can't tell him.
She's got to get creative in the way she tries to stop him.
Yes. So she's literally just, like, going around like a crazy person and, like, sneaking into his locker room while he's showering, which, you know, doesn't see anything. But, like, it's just, and he's just, like, the whole time, we're all like, what is he thinking? Because he's just like, this chick is obsessed with him all of a sudden. And, like, sneaking in all these things, trying to, like, force her way into his life. And it's like, we bet he's, like, so confused.
Yeah. This is, like, all in the span of, like, 2 days, too.
Yeah, it's, like, really fast. Well, then we get to the end. Are we ready for the end of episode two? Did we cover everything?
As somebody who watched it, I think, before most of my friends have.
Yeah.
Just waiting for you guys to get to the end of episode two and then seeing your reactions was so much fun.
I was not expecting it but it made me want to rewatch the whole first two episodes again, because we literally, like, learn, I feel like it's like the epilogue of episode two, or it's like the very end. We learned that he, as a high schooler, apparently he lives next door to her.
Yeah. Like, across, like, literally across from her. Yes. Yeah. Their doors, I think, face each other.
Yes. Great trope. I love it. So he lives next door to her, and literally he already has this huge crush on her. He, like love at first sight.
It was love at first sight. The umbrella in the rain. Yes.
Yes.
But she doesn't know he exists. Like, she literally does not know he exists at all.
Because we learn back in time, and she remembered this. She had a crush on this different guy, which is a secondary male lead, which we haven't even talked about. But there's this other guy who, like, plays music. And she had this big crush on him. So back in the day, she didn't have a crush on this male lead. She didn't even know who he was. And so we learn he has this big crush. He, like, fell in love with her, and he, like, loves her, and he, like, watches her across the whatever and knows she lives across the street. And so then we see everything from a different perspective, where she's, like, coming into his life all of a sudden and is obsessed with him and hugging him. And he's, like, living on cloud nine. Like, he's like, what is going on?
The girl of my dreams just ran in and hugged me, like,
and
out of nowhere.
Like, I love you. I love you. Let's live together. And she's obsessed with him. And he's, like, thrilled. And we didn't even realize this.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's basically where we end. And we have, like, this show, the more we think about it, the more we're like, wait a minute. like, what? This could be a very complex show and we're not even.
Yes.
It's like disguised as a funny rom-com, but suddenly there's like all, like people are like shouting all these theories out about like this whole time slip romance. So let's just talk a few of them, because Elle, you really have so many good theories, and like it got me it got me thinking, because I was like, wait. So I think the biggest theory and the thing people are wondering is like, so she went back in time and her whole goal now is to save him.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got hints that he has also saved her in the future.
Yes, I think that's right.
Because he called her and he said, please live, when she was depressed in her accident. Okay, so the question is, is there like a double time slip happening?
I think so. I think that his future self, the one that died, was a time traveler. I think he went back in time and saved her in the accident that she had in 2009.
Yes.
But I think that she then went back a year before that to try and save him.
Uh-huh.
And so I think, yeah, there's a double time traveler thing going on. I don't think his past self is a time traveler yet.
Okay, right. His past self?
The 2008 self is not a time traveler, I don't think.
In 2008, he seems very unaware, and she's the one aware of the time slip.
Yes.
But what it looked like, and now that we're rewatching episode one and being like, what was happening? And in the future, in like 2023 or whatever, 2024, she's the one that seems unaware, because she's just his fan and she loves him. And now that we rewatch that bridge scene when he found her after the concert, it seems like he's very aware of something.
Yes.
Like he found her on purpose. He's like looking at her like he's her husband. Like he loves it. He's like all husband mode. And you're like, you don't even know this woman.
And I like how you had a prediction that maybe he was trying to tell her things, but time stopped when he tried to tell her.
Well, I'm going to guess
that. Just like it did in the past for her.
Right. Right. So that would be, and you had a prediction that he, okay, this is so convoluted. You had a prediction that he ended up pursuing music to like get her attention in the future.
Yeah, actually, it was inspired by somebody on Discord. Who was it? May on Discord.
Okay.
Shout out May.
Yeah.
Who asked the Discord, did he become a rock star for her?
When apparently their debut.
Which would make sense, because she was in love with the second male lead who was a rock star.
Okay, yeah. So we haven't talked about second male lead, but she's in love with, she has this crush on this guy, which it's so comedic.
Because it's so funny. It's so funny.
She goes back in time and she literally meets the secondary male lead and she's like, this is a guy I used to have a crush on. He's like, yeah, you confessed to me yesterday. And she's like,
oh my gosh,
darn
the
it.
The letter that she wrote him the day before is hilarious.
She writes
him this really embarrassing letter confessing her love the day before.
And she comes back and she's like, why was I one day late? So I confessed to this guy. I don't like him anymore. But you had this theory, Elle, where like, basically the secondary male lead, maybe in the future when they rewrite it, he's going to take the place of our male lead and he's going to be in Eclipse, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then I was, right before we started this, I was actually rewatching the second episode, and I have a secondary theory now to that, is that he's actually a bass player, and I'm wondering if the guy in the future who he's like gets in the argument with in his band might be the bass player. And I'm wondering if he's going to actually take the place of the bass player.
Okay, maybe. Because am I wrong that there's a member of Eclipse that is also at this high school with the male lead?
I'm not sure. I was trying to figure that out.
I think they're friends.
I was trying to figure out the swimmer. Because there's a swimmer, his friend who's a swimmer is also in the band with the second male lead.
I think so.
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Anyways, so there's that whole question of like, how is the secondary male lead going to play a part in this? What about the watch? Okay, the watch time thing definitely makes it feel like he gave her this watch.
Yeah, like maybe he intended.
Purpose.
Like maybe it, because she became paralyzed, even though he tried to save her, he wants her to go back in time to actually save herself. Maybe.
I think that's the whole thing, is like, I think he wants her to not go through this accident. So it's all like, can they change the future? Is it possible? Like, they're going to probably try. Now, I really hope this lives up to our questions and hype, because, like, I hope they I hope they actually answer these questions. Yes. I don't know if they will. Now, I will say, I'm pretty sure this was the same writers as True Beauty.
It is.
And I, like, trust them. And it already has that whole feel to it. And actually, definitely. Like, this secondary male lead is, like, straight up Han So Jun.
Oh, totally.
Like,
they're literally exactly the same.
The same way they met. He was, like, riding a motorcycle. He's, like, the bad boy. Like, everything about it.
In a band.
Yes. Like, everything about it. So, I think it's going to be good. The whole way it's, like, filmed and written, it's so funny. It almost has, like, the same sound effects as, like, Extraordinary You or True Beauty. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of, like... And it's also a, I think it was a webtoon. So sometimes these things flop. But so far, it's just...
Yeah.
So far, it's really good. I don't know.
What are your favorite, like, not plot, I guess, driven moments in the show so far? Like, funny parts or memorable or, like, heartwarming parts?
Okay, I loved when she was sitting outside of his concert by herself. I just thought, like, she was so relatable. It was, like, yes. So sad.
But also her attitude, too. Like, I loved her attitude.
Yeah, great attitude.
It was her first time going to see them in person, and she couldn't get in. And she just missed out on her dream job, too, because they weren't wheelchair friendly.
Yeah.
And
so
she was just had the best attitude. Oh, my goodness.
She's doing her best. I literally love. Okay, so you know that scene in Extraordinary You where the same actress, she goes and tries to bump backs with every male in her class?
Oh, yes.
Okay. The scene where she, like, embraced her return to high school and starts greeting everyone in her class, that was, like, it kind of reminded me of that scene.
Okay.
Where she's just, the actress is just going full on, like, her charm, and she's, like, we already talked about this, but she's, like, greeting everyone in high school because she, now she's just, like, embracing this fact she's back in high school, but it's the same high school, so she remembers everyone. But also, I love the scene where she puts her fingers up his nose.
Oh my gosh, there was a series of hilarious events in the second episode, and that was one of them. Starting with the second male lead and the whole smoking situation.
Yes.
When she, like, realized that this was her crush in high school, and it was so funny. She was like, oh yeah, she was so excited to see him, not because she still liked him, just because it was like a blast from the past.
Like, oh man, yeah, you, yeah.
And then she was like, oh yeah, what's your name again?
And he's like, what? And he's like, you confessed to me yesterday. Like, I'm so confused.
And then and then she realizes the whole love letter thing, and then I think is the finger up the nose.
It
was so funny because the male lead saw her get in trouble for smoking when she was taking away the cigarettes from other people.
Yes.
Which is also funny because she was acting like an adult taking away cigarettes from kids, and they were like, dude, you're the same age as us.
Yes.
And then the whole, because she needs to figure out how to get him to not do the swim contest, and so she dresses up like an old lady fortune teller.
Oh, yes!
That was so funny. Oh,
that was
gosh.
So good. She's just so funny, and she's like, the way she, like, commits to these comedic moments, like the actress is so good, because she's like, smell my fingers, there's no smoke on them, and she literally just sticks them up his nose, and they're just like how do they not break, like, how are the actors, like, getting through this?
When she was the fortune teller, it was so funny how the secondary male lead, like, found her out, basically.
Yes.
And then continued to call her grandma for the rest of the show.
Okay, I loved when they flashed back and we learned that he has a crush on her. And there's that scene. Okay, there's this, like, this whole bit where... Okay, this is in the past. So there's, like, a VHS rental store.
Yes.
That her mom runs. And the mom is calling his dad and is like, dude, you rented a movie from us. And it's, like, this adult film.
It's Basic Instinct.
Yeah, Basic Instinct. This adult film. So the dad's like, I did not rent Basic Instinct. What are you talking about? Like, no. And he finds this VHS tape in the son's room, and he's like appalled. He's like, well, then we learn back in time that since the male lead has a crush on her, one day he, like, went into the rental store and was just trying to be near her, but she, like, fell asleep on the desk. So he's, like, holding his, she's using his arm as a neck pillow, and he's, like, there for, like, a long time. He's, like, sweating. He's like, I need to move. It's adorable. And finally she wakes up and he feels so flustered. He, like, grabs the first movie he can find and he's like, I'm going to rent this. And then he finds this, like, an adult film, and he, like, bolts out of the store. And just the little things like that were just so cute and funny.
So cute. Like, so funny. Oh, my gosh.
And they have a crazy they have a crazy height difference, which I'm loving.
Oh my goodness, he is gracious.
So much taller than her. It's crazy. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so are you finding him attractive now? Because I remember I was worried you weren't going to watch the show because you told me he wasn't attractive, and I was shocked because I saw him in the new Strong Girl, and he was like the super hot villain.
Okay. I had only ever seen him in Record of Youth, which was like 4 years ago, which he was a lot younger then, and he was like just a very boring character to me, and I was like, I don't need it. And then I haven't seen him in anything else, and I was just like, I don't know if I'm into him, but I'm really liking him. This is bringing out his charms. I also think him as a rock star. I think she makes any male lead be great too. She's just so great.
That's true.
She's just great, you know. Yeah. So I also think he's older now. I just think he looks more handsome. He was just like a lot, and he just played like a boring character in that other show. So
It's interesting seeing him as like a cute character because he was just like straight up hot and as you know.
No, and I think next episode he's going to get even cuter because I think he's going to like start pursuing her and like confessing.
I can't
wait. That's what it looked like the whatever is going to. I just really hope that they give us all the questions we have and they answer them with all this time slip stuff.
Yes, and I hope that it's satisfying answers.
Me too.
Not just like answering it, but answering it in a satisfying way.
Yes.
They also, I mean, we have all these predictions, but I kind of hope that we're wrong and they do something even cooler that we didn't see coming, which I kind of think that they will based on the end of episode 2, because, like, nobody saw the end of episode 2 coming, you know?
No. It was so great.
Do you have any, though, hopes about, like, how it might end? Just, like, something that you want to happen?
Honestly, no. Like, I don't know if I've even thought that far ahead. I just want them to answer the questions about how this time slip is working and not leave a bunch of like loose ends. But what I really want to see is more of like what I really want to see is more of the scenes from the future when he knows their love story and she doesn't know.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's so hot.
Yeah.
I want to see more of Eclipse and the future. I don't know if they're going to show us more if we're just going to be stuck in the past the whole time. But this I think that is so hot if he knows the future and she's unaware and he like just takes care of her. I don't know. This is what I want to see.
Yeah. But like secretly behind the scenes, he's taking care of her the whole time.
Yes. Oh, and he's and he's in a K-pop group. Like, this is what I want. I want.
Yes.
I want more Eclipse.
This is one of the few shows where I actually do want a time jump, you know?
Yeah.
Like, usually shows, like, ruin it with time jumps, you know? But I want a time jump early, and I want it, like, I would like it to be the majority in the future and not the majority in the past, but, you know?
Anyway. I have no idea where, like, are they going to spend a billion years in the past? Like, I don't know.
It is pretty funny in the past, though.
It is funny.
As a 35-year-old stuck in a 18-year-old body, it's kind of funny.
It is funny, but I just, he's so hot in the future, and
That's true.
And he's in Eclipse, and I want, but her future was so sad, so it's hard seeing her in the future.
Yeah.
It's fun seeing her in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Did you tell me that there's a whole Eclipse album on Spotify?
Well, the the OST for this show is, like, every song is written by Eclipse.
Nice. I love
I'm
it.
I'm like, genius. They're literally made, like, an Eclipse EP.
Do you think, I don't know does if, he actually sing, or is I, he, like, lip syncing?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Somebody tell us.
But I like it. I'm like, great. Like, someone give me a K Profiles or something, you know? Like,
yeah. Who's the Maknae?
I don't know. Like, we don't know any of the other members. I want to know. This reminds me of, there was that show a couple years ago, Imitation, that literally was the worst 80s? Show. Yes, ATEEZ was in it. It's, like, the worst show I've ever seen in my life. And they tried to do this concept where they, like, made a fake K-pop group and they, like, put them on K-Profiles. But the show was so bad. And I want this to, like, redeem that. And then, like, there's been other, like, K-pop, fake K-pop group shows. But usually, like, they're not the best shows we've ever seen. Like,
Heavenly Idol.
Heavenly Idol.
Wild Animal.
Like, I just want this to be... I want them to somehow do the time slip romance and the K-pop romance well, and I don't know if they're gonna, but if
That's
they do
lot.
It, if they can pull it off, I'll be like, well,
this will be the best show of all time.
Well done. If you can do this. please do this. But think about how convoluted and weird the plot of Extraordinary You was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think it's the same writers, but like they pulled that, like that's been pulled off. So I have hope.
Yeah.
I know you didn't like Extraordinary You, but I loved it. That
was for the ending. I liked the show up until the ending. I just didn't like the ending. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so let us know if y'all are watching Lovely Runner. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say True Beauty. Lovely Runner.
Basically the same.
Yeah. Feels the same. And we're pumped. And hopefully it stays good. And if it stays good, we'll come back for a review.
Come on Discord and tell us all of your theories. That's it's been fun to hear people's theories on Discord. Yeah. Ori dropped a really intense one that would be cool if it was actually real. So come on to the Discord.
There's a link in the bio of this episode. So come and jump on Discord. But thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Elle. Thank you for doing this with me. And have a good day, everyone.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.